Hi, this is AJ. Welcome to the vocabulary lesson for healthy heart. Let's get started. Our first word is fibers. Fibers. So in the story, there was a quote from Herman Melville. It said, "A thousand fibers connect us with our fellow man." Fibers are really like strings, basically. It's just strings. It's just long strings. Usually we talk about fibers, for example, in clothing. So if you have, your clothes are made of lots of little fibers that are woven together, that are put together. Each individual string is a fiber. It's a fiber. So he's saying we are connected by a thousand strings. So obviously not really, but if you think about it kind of poetically, it's a metaphor. So you can imagine that we're connected in a thousand different ways to other people. We cannot be separate. That's what the quote means. All right, and then next we have the phrase moved by. And the sentence says, "Perhaps this explains why we are often moved by people caring deeply for one another." Now, you know the normal meaning of move, to move. But to be moved by something. I was moved by the movie, for example. It has a different meaning. When you say, "I was moved by something," it means that you felt strong emotion. It made you feel emotional. Usually, kind of positive emotions, not negative emotions. So you say, for example, you go to see Titanic, the movie Titanic, a romantic movie. And you say, "Oh, I was moved by that story." Right? It means it made you feel very emotional. Maybe you cried and it was so, powerful. It was a very emotional story. So you say, "I was moved by the story. The story made me feel emotional." Strong emotions. So in this quote it says, we are moved by people caring for one another. So when we see two people who care a lot for each other, they love each other a lot. Right, we are moved. It means we feel strong emotion also. Just seeing them. Just seeing two people who are very kind to each other, who love each other a lot. If we just see them, we also feel some kind of strong emotion. Right? We are moved by them. They make us feel strong emotion also. All right, our next word is implication. Implication. And the sentence said, there are also medical implications to whether we think of others or only of ourselves. There are medical implications. An implication is a consequence or a result of something. So there are medical consequences. There are medical results. There are medical implications. If you think only about yourself, then the implication is you will be less healthy, you will have more of a chance to have a heart attack. That's the implication, that's the result or the consequence. If you love a lot of people and you're always contributing to other people and giving, the implication, the result, the consequence is you will be healthier. Your heart is actually stronger. So again, implication. An implication is a consequence or a result. It has other meanings, but in this situation, it means consequence or result. Implication. All right, our next word is to tape, the verb to tape. It said, Dr. Sherwitz taped the conversations of 600 men. Now here, the word tape means to record. We're using it as an action, as a verb. So to tape a conversation means to record a conversation. And it comes from the old, you know, cassette tapes, which are gone now, right? Now we all use CDs and MP3s. But in the past, we had actual tapes, right? Magnetic tapes, cassette tapes. And that's how we recorded. So now we have this verb, to tape, means to record something. I taped the movie, means you recorded the movie on your DVD player or on your cassette player. Or I taped the conversation means I recorded the conversation. All right, our next word is ingenious. And the sentence says, counting the times a person said I was an ingenious way to measure selfishness. So ingenious means clever. Clever or smart. And it usually describes an idea or an action. Sometimes a person, but mostly we use it to describe a plan or a strategy or an action or something like that. So an ingenious way means a clever way, a very clever way. So counting, he listened to these conversations. He counted every time they said I. One, two, three. He counted it. So measuring the number of times they said I was an ingenious way to measure selfishness and an ingenious way to measure their risk for heart attacks. Because the more times they said I in conversations, the higher their risk for heart attack. So it was a very clever idea, right? A very clever way to measure this, an ingenious way. So again, ingenious means clever. Ingenious, clever. Ingenious, clever. Our next word is self-absorption. So this was an ingenious way to measure self-absorption. Of course, self means, you know, yourself, me, I. Absorption here means you are totally focused on. So it means totally focused on yourself. Self-absorption means totally focused on yourself. Self-absorption means thinking only about yourself. So this is the noun. The adjective is self-absorbed. Say, he is so self-absorbed. It means he only thinks about himself. All day, he is thinking only about himself. He never thinks about other people or other things. Only about himself. Self-absorption or self-absorbed. Again, the adjective is self-absorbed. He is self-absorbed. She is self-absorbed. Very similar to selfish. Selfish. So self-absorbed, again, means thinking about yourself all the time. Next, we have the word sound. Sound. You probably know the common meaning of sound. It means like noise, something you hear. But in this situation, it has a very different meaning. Here's the sentence. It says, this is sound medical advice. Caring about other people is sound medical advice. Here, the word sound means good. Good. This is good medical advice. This is reliable medical advice. So sometimes sound can be used as an adjective. And sound means reliable, good, strong. You can say, his health is very sound. It means his health is good. His health is reliable, strong, and good. There's nothing wrong with his health. So again, sound as an adjective, sound can mean strong, good. Strong, good, reliable, sound. All right, our next word is conspicuously or conspicuous. Conspicuously describes an action. Conspicuous describes things or people. So again, he's talking about competition. He says, in Western society, we have become highly competitive. And you see this most conspicuously in sports. Conspicuous or conspicuously means obviously. Obviously. It means very easy to see. It's not hidden. It's the opposite of hidden. So conspicuous is the adjective. So if something is conspicuous, it means it stands out. It means you see it immediately. For example, if we have a room, 30 people in a room. 30 people, 29 people are wearing black. Black shirts, black pants. Right? Everybody's wearing black shirts and black pants. But one person is wearing a pink shirt and pink pants. The person wearing pink is very conspicuous. Very conspicuous, right? You see them. Everybody will focus on them. They are conspicuous. They are very obvious. They stand out. They're not hidden. So it's the opposite of hidden, right? They stand out. Oh, you immediately notice the person in pink because everybody else is wearing black. That's conspicuous. So he's saying that we see competition, hyper-competitiveness in sports. It's very obvious in sports, right? It's not hidden. Everyone can see. Athletes are very, very, very competitive. It's conspicuous. It's obvious. And that word hyper, hyper-competitive, hyper just means very, very, very. It means super. So hyper-competitive means very, very competitive, super competitive. Hyperactive means very, very, very active, super active. Lots and lots of energy. Sometimes I'm hyperactive. So again, hyper means just very. You get hyper and then you have an adjective. Hyperactive, hyper-competitive, whatever. And finally, we have one more little phrase, and that is to lose touch with. To lose touch with something. And he says that when we become hyper-competitive, when we're very competitive, we're trying to win, we can lose touch with honor, decency, and sportsmanship. To lose touch with something means to lose your connection with it, or to forget it, or just to lose it. So if you lose touch with honor, it means you forget honor. You forget about honor. You don't have honor anymore. So he's saying, now we see some athletes, they're so competitive, they're always trying to win so much, they're not honorable. They kind of cheat. Maybe they use some kind of drugs to make their body stronger so they can win more easily. Or maybe they cheat with the rules like you see in soccer or football. You know, they fall down, they pretend they're hurt, so they get a penalty. You know, we see it all the time in all sports now, that many athletes now have lost touch with honor. They're not honorable anymore. They have forgotten honor. So they lost touch with honor because they're too competitive now. So that's what it means. To lose touch with something means you forget it or you lose your connection. You can also lose touch with a person. You say, wow, I lost touch with John. It means John maybe before was a friend, but now you lost contact. You don't call him anymore. And you don't, maybe he moved, you don't have his phone number anymore, you don't know how to contact him. So you lost touch with him. You've stopped communicating with him. Can't find him anymore. Okay, so that's to lose touch with. And that's our last phrase for the vocabulary lesson. So listen to this a few times, get the general meaning of these words, and then move on to the mini story lesson, which of course is our favorite lesson. All right, I will see you next time. Bye-bye.